Episode 1. Ted Bundy. Theodore Robert Cow was born on November 24, 1946. He was born to Eleanor Louise Cow, who went by Louise. She was 22 and not married when she gave birth to Ted. We do not know Ted's biological father, but rumor said it was Lloyd Marshall, an Air Force veteran, but it cannot be confirmed. When Ted was born, he was adopted by his grandparents to hide the secret shame of his birth. His grandparents told Ted that Louise was his sister. Ted grew up in a working-class home. At a very young age, Ted was interested in alchemy and knives. Ted really did not have social skills and did not get along with his peers at school. He got dark as he got older. As a teenager, he stole and started looking into people's windows. In 1941, Louise met a man named Johnny Bundy and married him. Ted took his last name and was now Theodore Robert Bundy. Ted didn't like his stepfather and thought he was uneducated and working class. Louise and Johnny ended up having several children together. Ted went to college and graduated from the University of Washington with a degree in psychology. In 1972, he got accepted into law school in Utah, although he would never actually earn his degree. When Ted was in college, he later fell in love with a woman from California. He was devastated by the breakup. All his victims later resembled his college girlfriend in some way. After the breakup, Ted completely transformed and became outwardly confident and became more active in the social world. His victims. Ted was only confessed to 36 young women, killing them, but experts believe it was closer to 100 or more. Ted's killings have a very gruesome pattern. He raped his victims before beating them to death. Ted lured his victims into his car by pretending to be injured and asking for help. Ted moved to Utah to start law school, and women started to disappear as well. After a year, Ted was pulled over, and the cops found a crowbar, a face mask, rope, and handcuffs in his car. He was arrested by the cops, started putting everything together. Ted was arrested in the kidnapping of Carol de Ranch, one of the few women that actually escaped from Ted. He received a 1 to 15 year sentence. Ted escaped prison twice in 1977. The first time when he acted as his own lawyer in the case of the death of a young Colorado woman. He jumped out the window of the courthouse library. He got captured 8 days later. He escaped again in December by climbing out a hole he made in his cell. He actually had to lose 30 pounds to actually fit through the hole. During his second escape, he broke into a Chi Omega sorority house. He attacked four women residents. He only killed two of them. He also kidnapped and murdered a 12-year-old girl named Kimberly Leach. And that ended his murderous rampage, and he was pulled over by the police that February. Most evidence connecting Bundy to the murder cases of the Chi Omega house was that he left bite marks on one of the victims. He was given 3 death sentences and even helped the police to avoid Florida's electric chair. But in 1989, a justice was served and Ted was executed. Ted Bundy had a girlfriend of 6 years named Elizabeth Cofer. She was suspicious of Ted and went to the police. They didn't actually take her seriously the first time. Then she came back and she ended up helping the police arrest Ted in the end. Ted married Carol Ann Boone, whom he had dated before his trial. Well, initial arrest, trial, slash. Boone gave birth to a daughter named Rose Bundy in 1982. Not much is known about Rose today. She actually has a different name now and doesn't go by Rose. Boone later divorced Ted when she found out that he was actually guilty of the crimes that he was taken to court for. Ted was executed in the electric chair known as Old Sparky. Crowds set off fireworks and even cheered when Ted was executed. Ted was cremated and his ashes were scattered on the Cascade Mountains, where he actually killed 4 of his victims.